It's the 610 KNML Sports Bar with Michael Carlisle and Mike Trujillo. This is where Albuquerque comes for sports. Sports Radio 610, the sports animal.
We'll get back to your phone calls, tweets, and emails here in just a couple of minutes. Joining us right now, be performing in Albuquerque a week from Saturday, August 13th at Route 66 Casino Hotel. Funny guy, Frank Galeando. Frank, it's Michael Carlisle, Mike Trujillo. How the heck are you, man?
I'm average.
Just average?
That's it. That's all I got for you.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a heck of an interview then. The average Frank Galeando. Hey, man, looking forward to seeing you next Saturday here in Albuquerque. I got to ask, because it just seems odd to me. Do you ever feel like you're like a puppy or a trained monkey? People just say, hey, do this impression. Hey, I love when you impersonate that guy. Do him. And you're like, well, what about me?
Yeah, and then I get paid and I'm fine with it.
And there you go. It's all okay. Oh, Morgan Freeman, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's the real, whatever you want. When you throw the money at Frank Galeando, he says he'll do whatever you ask.
So I was looking at your website, and for folks who haven't been there in a while, go check it out, frankcaliendo.com. Your Trump impressions, Trump doing the Chewbacca Trump. Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun with the Trump stuff. We throw them in on the sports segment sometimes. I actually did, when I was back at Fox, I did a segment with Donald Trump, and it was Trump, and he was one of the times he was running for president before. This is like 5-6 years ago. So we're halfway through the sketch, and something went wrong. He goes, is this good? This seems good. Does everybody think this is good? And all around the room, everyone's like, yes, Mr. Trump. Fantastic, Mr. Trump. It's great, Mr. Trump. I was like, wait. Does anybody ever tell you something isn't good? And he looks at me and serious and goes, Frank, no, and that's part of the problem. I can't get real answers. So I was like, oh, he gets the joke. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, with this election stuff and everything, Trump's, I love when he makes up a fact. I'm going to try and work this into a sports segment this year, a football segment. But when Trump creates his own facts, and he does it by saying this, and everybody knows it. So he'll do that, and then he'll be like, people, there are tiny little colonizations of people on Mars, and 90% of them are voting for me, and everybody knows it. And then people are like, talking about it later, they're like, did you hear what Trump said? Yeah, about the people on Mars, they're voting for him. Yeah, did you hear about that? Yeah, everybody knows it.
That's awesome. Frank Galeando joining us here on the Sports Bar. He'll be performing at Route 66 Casino a week from Saturday, August 13th. And so, like, some are no-brainers, like Trump. But the first time I heard you do Morgan Freeman, I almost fell out of my chair because of all the impressions I've seen you do and heard you do. Morgan Freeman would have never popped into my mind as somebody that would be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, and it's one of those that I was looking for something to do as opposed to John Madden, because when John Madden retired, and so many people, what I would do is explain the jokes as John meant. So if you didn't get a joke here, what I did was I'd explain it, and then boom, I mean, that's where the punchline's supposed to be. So now what I do is I narrate the jokes as Morgan Freeman, so if somebody doesn't get a joke, I'm like, and that's when the audience realized that Frank Galeando had no idea what he was talking about. So it just seemed like the perfect, vehicle or crutch to make the show work. And here's a funny thing that's actually, I haven't done John Madden on television forever because, one, I pigeonholed myself so much with it that it's ridiculous. But the other thing is, you know, he's not really in broadcasting. But this weekend, this week coming, Brett Favre is being brought into the Hall of Fame or inducted into the Hall of Fame. So this week on ESPN, I'm doing a whole Madden thing about this. There's a couple different things. One of them's Pokemon. If Brett Favre was in Pokemon, he'd be the most powerful, rarest Pokemon ever. And if you fought another Pokemon at a gym, whether it's a Blockdar or a Kiptip or a Zipzap, I mean Brett Favre is going to be done. He's going to be there. So that's coming back this week, and I dusted it off and throw it out there. He's also, Madden's also inducting Ken Stabler in this group. So yeah, it seemed like timely enough that he was around. I throw the Madden wig and nose on one more time.
Do you feel like you owe John Madden a sense of gratitude? Because I think it was that impression that really brought you into the sports world and got so many sports fans, into you and just eating up that Madden impression.
Yeah, and it was really funny, too, because I was sitting in a Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, which is where Jay Leno goes every Sunday to do jokes and work on stuff. There's a comedian named Henry Cho from, from Nashville. And I was telling him about how I was doing the Mad impression, and I did a Mad TV sketch where instead of doing the telestrating the play, I just started writing Ace Hardware on everything. And like 3 or 4 months later, it was on a commercial, and actual Ace Hardware commercial. And like, can you believe John Madden is stealing from me now? And he goes, don't you think John Madden's sitting at home saying the same thing about you? I was like, touche, you win.
Frank, Mike Trujillo here. Look, those sports impersonations are incredible. One of my favorites is Jim Rome. I'm a huge Jim Rome guy. I'm actually the guy that got the Jim Rome tattoo, if you've ever heard about that.
How great is that?
Yeah,
that's the greatest tattoo I've ever heard of. Incredible. Phenomenal. Arugula. The greatest lettuce known to man. How great is that?
What do these guys think when you do these impersonations? Have you ever gotten any response from Jim or maybe John Madden? Or I know you've done some of John Gruden, some incredible ones. Chris Berman, Terry Bradshaw.
Sometimes people don't like it at the beginning, but then they start catching on and seeing that. What people get worried about a lot of time is it's going to hurt their brand and hurt them making money. And what it ends up doing, whether it's me or somebody at Saturday Night Live that does an impression of somebody, that the advertising people get a hold of it, and then they start writing, commercials for the people using the comedic take that somebody like me comes up with, and then they cast the actual person in the commercial. So that's been interesting. But, yeah, I mean, Gruden, when I met Gruden, he's like, so you're the guy who does me, huh? He's like, where are you from? I'm like, Sandusky, Ohio, which I looked up where he's from. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind, man. Madden infamously did not. He would claim in public that he didn't care, but he didn't like me. And I finally made his grandkids laugh at the Super Bowl in Dallas a few years ago. And once I made them laugh, it was like, I get it now. This guy makes small children laugh. He's a saint. Kind of like Drew Brees, who's only second to Brett Favre, when you think about it. Boom.
Frank, is there a guy, an impression that you see him, you're like, I got to do this guy. I got to figure out how to get him. And you just can't get it down no matter how much you try?
Oh, there are just tons. And, the funny thing is there's so many that I try. And, people think you can just do this in, I'm a sorcerer or something and can just do these voices. And anybody that I've ever met that's really good at doing impressions, it usually takes a long time and it's a process to try and figure it out. And there's lots that I can't get. So I've been working forever. Years ago I used to try and do a decent Joe Pesci. I couldn't even do a good Joe Pesci. So you find the ones that work. The sports guys seem to work really well because most of them are analysts. So what do you do when you're an analyst on television? You break down stuff in the sport. Well, then what I do is I just take the stuff and break down regular, everyday kinds of things as that person, whether it's Mel Kiper Jr. or something, Charles Barkley, and just break down, everyday, just going to get fast food or something like that. Then it's just something people can relate to, and they also know how the person breaks down the games.
Frank, did you used to drive your parents crazy?
I was really quiet as a kid and a pretty crazy, pretty much a loner, which still holds true today. And the funny thing is that about seventh grade, I started seventh grade, I started breaking out of my shell a little bit. But I never did this kind of stuff. I was always quiet as a kid, and then I went to college for broadcast journalism. I thought I was going to be like an anchor on a SportsCenter type show or something like that. And it's funny because once I got and saw what that, the actual amount of knowledge you had to have to do something like that, I was like, wow, that I never would have been able to do this anyway. So it's good that I got lucky and people, took to the Madden stuff and some of these other impressions.
Frank Caliendo will be at Route 66 Casino Hotel a week from Saturday, August 13th. You can get your tickets at the Casino box office. You can also get them online at rt66casino.com. Frank, thank you so much for the time today and look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
great job by you. Better job by me. Rack me. I am out.
Frank Galliano joining us here on the Sports Bar. That was awesome.
That was.
610, the Sports Animal.